Mariposa by Greg Bear. Narrated by Charles Leggett.
For David and Diane Clark, Profiles in Courage. Chapter 1. Washington, D.C., Number 1 Observatory Circle, Official Residence of the Vice President of the United States. Edward Benjamin Quinn wiped his hand on a towel and stood back to survey the damage. The woman on the floor had a slight pulse and was still breathing, but with a slow, jerked rhythm, soft brown hair fanned in a dark halo around her contorted face. Irreparable. He knew a thousand ways he could have killed her outright, and so he must have decided he was going to let her live a little longer. The question was why, of course. He and Beth Ann hadn't argued. He wasn't drunk. He didn't feel crazy. He wasn't even upset. And he didn't think he had been drugged. He felt fine, better than fine. He felt strong, justified, square with the big all world. Without guilt, you learn the quality of your soul. Cross that border, and you learn what you are really capable of. There would be consequences, of course. Outside, the president was still in the hospital, recovering from 3 bullets. It had happened in Dallas, of all places. Fortunately, she was out of the woods, out of the hospital and out of Dallas, and able to make decisions. But for 8 hours, Eddie Quinn had been president. Under the circumstances, he did not...